And Amy Roth sits down across from me this morning from Klinger Companies. Hey there, Amy.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
Nice to have you here for Cultural Continuum. The Sioux City International Film Festival is underway. Got underway yesterday and will continue through tomorrow at the Promenade Cinema 14 in Sioux City. Of course, that's the downtown Promenade Cinema there. There will be several different screening blocks. I think 13 in all, just loaded with short films. There's also workshops from film industry professionals. There's a keynote panel this year, and that is focusing on women in film. Go to SiouxCityFilmFest.org to find out more.
And the new stage players present Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery by Ken Ludwig, running through October 13th, and that's in South Sioux City. It's a fast-paced comedy about everyone's favorite detective and his most famous case. Holmes and Watson must crack the mystery of the Hound of the Baskervilles, all while overcoming an array of disguises and silly accents before a family curse comes true to haunt its newest heir.
That's one of those plays where there's 40 characters and 5 people to play them.
Oh, so. That's awesome.
Wayne State College Theater is presenting All in the Timing by David Ives, a collection of 6 one-act plays, a compilation of wit, romance, and hilarious absurdity. The comedy runs through Saturday, and that's at the Black Box Theater in Wayne. That runs, again, through Saturday, tomorrow.
And the Harvest Shopping Expo is taking place tomorrow from 9 to 2, and that's at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds in the Mars. There will be over 50 crafters, vendors, and upcyclers who will be showing their wares with breakfast and lunch available for purchase.
And it's one of those big weekends. We not only have the Sioux City International Film Festival, but also the 16th annual Kingdom of Riversance, which is taking place at Riverside Park tomorrow and Sunday. The 5th and 6th attendees will take a virtual step into the Renaissance. There's full armored jousting on real horses with Ooh. Real people.
Ooh.
There's sword fighting and all that stuff. They've got birds of prey, and all sorts of knights, princesses, kings, queens. They've got pirates and scallywags. If you don't know what one is, go and you can find out. They've also got wizards and fairies, food, singing, dancing, and all sorts of artisan stuff available at go to river-cade.com for more information on the Riversance Festival.
No dragons, though.
Maybe.
Okay.
I think there might be a dragon. It's probably not a real dragon, though.
Okay. Nebraska artisans will be showing their wares in a studio tour featuring the fall foliage of the rolling hills of northeast Nebraska and the Omaha North Hills Pottery Tour. All are welcome to take this self-guided tour along Highway 75 between Herman, Nebraska, and Omaha. The tour will feature handmade flower pots, cookie jars, teapots, and more. There's an online guide to the artists and a map of the studios, and that's at onhpt.com.
Just a note, not to confuse that one with the Artisans Road Trip. That is next weekend, and that's in northwest Iowa. So the Omaha Pottery Tour is this weekend. That's in Nebraska. And then the Artisans Road Trip, just the other side of the river.
Okay.
Up in northwest Iowa.
Bring a boat.
Yeah, exactly. And that is next week, the Artisans Road Trip is. Sioux City Arts Center and the Sioux City Public Library are doing a collab, as the kids like to call it. That'll be on Saturday, the first Saturday, Family Story Time. And that'll be at the Arts Center. The event will explore the topic of art featured in the new book, Dr. Seuss's Horse Museum, which is a book based on a manuscript and sketches by Dr. Seuss that were discovered in 2013. I remember hearing about that. Now it's
cool.
Actually in book form.
That's
so that'll be at the Art Center tomorrow.
And the second annual Brew City Brew Fest is getting underway tomorrow at Marty's Tap, and that starts at noon. The festival showcases many of Brew City's beers, as well as artist booths, yoga and beer, and live music through the day from many local and regional bands, wrapping up with the headliner, Chicago-based singer-songwriter Sean James.
And we'll be hearing from Mr. James and his band a little bit later on as we close out the show this morning. Coming up on Saturday, the Morningside College Piano Recital Series continues, concert number 2 of the season. The evening will feature returning guest pianist Logan Skelton. He'll be accompanying tenor Scott Piper in an evening of poetry and art songs. Piper has taken selected poems from Robert Burns, the great Scottish poet, and a great American poet, Ogden Nash, and set them to music. Find out more, go to morningside.edu.
And on Sunday at 2, the Betty Strong Encounter Center will feature Helen Lewis in a costumed portrayal of Jane Addams. Addams had a long career advocating the needs of marginalized citizens of the times, and until her death was a champion of immigrants, exploited laborers, young criminals, and others.
The Briarcliff University Singers will present their fall choral concert. It is called A Soulful Caring Community. Jamie Kelly is directing, and it's all accompanied by Dr. Jeremy Owens. That'll be this Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can go online to briarcliff.edu.
And Wayne State College presents a guest lecture recital with bass baritone Dr. Stephen Sabing. It is called Frauen Liebe und Leben, Gendered Singing in Song. And that'll be Monday the 7th at 7:30 at the Lay Theater in Wayne.
I don't see guest lecture / recitals that often.
No.
That's an interesting opportunity. Here's another interesting opportunity at the good folks from Makerspace. They present, it's kind of a series that they're doing on the, I think they're doing it the 10th of each
fiber
month.
Mm-hmm.
It's on fiber art. It's part two of the four-part series called the Fiber Arts Guild. Fiber art refers to the fine art whose materials consist of natural or synthetic fiber and other components. It focuses on materials and on the artist's labor as part of the work's significance and prioritizes aesthetic value over utility. If you'd like to find out how to make fiber art, you can go to makerspacesiouxcity.org/classes.
All right, and you can join host, historian, and educator Kathy Wilson on Wednesday the 9th at 2 o'clock at the Sioux City Public Library, the Morningside Branch, as she explores the Victorian's fascination with death with a program called Death Has My Consent. Victorians had a different attitude about death than we do in the 21st century. People died at home, surrounded by loved ones. Families picnicked in cemeteries on Sundays, took photos with deceased, and made jewelry from their hair.
You know, that started out okay, then got a little bit weird and a little bit weirder, and then just all of a sudden plain gross. I know Gretchen Gondek, though, would love to
attend.
I'm
sure she'll
be
there.
And it's a great program to have in October, That's all that we have for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something that you would like us to talk about, here's what you do. You can go to kwyt.org, and then there's the tabs down there. You've got home, news, music, programs about us, community calendar. That's the one you want to get on. Just go onto that and click submit an event, and you can hear us talk about your event next time around on Cultural Continuum. On behalf of my co-host Amy Roth, I'm Steve Smith. Again, as promised, leaving you with music from Sean James, who will be headlining Brewfest tomorrow.
beneath a pile of leaves. He grabbed his gun, backed away from the fire. That big damn bear was the heart of his desire. Pull it!